Rav Tadaf Memtes Amad Aleph, Rav Abba Oimer, and the Mesoiris Hashas brings down that this is Rav, as it brings down from the Orach. This is a member of Rav. Rav Abba Oimer Tzor Sheyoimer Bo Heido Tchilo Vesoif. That in the second broche, you need Heido Tchilo Vesoif. So Rashi says, Noida Hashem Aleikeinu, Al kulam Hashem alekeinu onu meidim loch. Vahapoiches, if a person does not say two haidois, lo yivchois me echot. Al koponim, he should say one haido. Vachol hapoiches me echot, areize megune. But if he's poiches, he doesn't even say echot, areize megune. I think the translation of areize megune, we are not speaking about the nusach of the Ichas HaMozen, we're speaking about the person. David Rom says, Areize Megune, the mashme she'enoi roitze lohoidois lakodesh bohu. He says, so this person is a Megunadike person. He received such toivis and he doesn't want to be makir toiv, doesn't want to be thankful. Areize Megune. V'chol ha'choisim manchil ha'rotzois bebirchas ha'oretz. Instead of saying al ha'oretz v'al ha'mozen, he says manchil ha'rotzis. And the problem in manchil ha'rotzis, Avud Rom explains, because manchil ha'rotzis would go on all the umes, mashme al kol ume shein chila oretz. And the tachlis of the bracha is to speak about that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us Eretz Yisrael, not speak about all ha'rotzis. Magavuchad Avudrom says, Tzrichin lesaper b'shvach ha'oretz, kidei sheyishtoike kulo, that a person should have a tshuke to stomach to live in Eretz Yisrael. Al koponim, manchel ha'rotzeis is the wrong chsime. U'meishiyah es Yisrael b'boine Yerushalayim, instead of speaking about binyin Yerushalayim, he will speak about meishiyah es Yisrael. So it's also a rezebu, because the chsime has to be speaking about binyan Yerushalayim, and Meshias Yisrael is koil many Yeshuas. Rabbi Drom says, mashma mikol tzoro v'tzukim. So that's, so a rezebu. V'chol she'enei oimer bris v'toyre bebirchas ha'oretz, if a person is not maskir bris v'toyre bebirchas ha'oretz, u'malchus beis David beboine Yerushalayim, lo yotzo yidei chayvosa. So he's not yotze. Bris v'toyre, malchus beis David, you're not yotze. Now, in this din of lo yotzo yidei chayvosa, the tour in Simen Kuf Pei Zayin brings down a machlokes. His brother, the Rabbeinu Yechiel, was Mesupik. If lo yotzi dechevose means take liikuve, that you take not yotze birchas hamozen, oi lemitzveh. Or maybe it's only, like we mentioned last week, kol shloyom shloisha dvorim alolu bepesach lo yotzi dechevose, and there other rishayim learn it does not mean lo yotzi dechevose, it means mitzveh min avufcha. So the Rabbeinu Yechiel says, the datoi noite de le mitzvah koma. And this is the Shita Saritva also, the lo yotzi dechevos is only, one was not mekayim a mitzvah min amucha, when one is maskir, Eretz Yisrael, one has to be maskir the sibis with which we are zoichet Eretz Yisrael. And that is through Bris V'Teire, but this is only a mitzvah min amufcha. That's the Rabbeinu Yechiel and the Ritve. L'maisa l'halacha, we do not paskin like them. The tour says as follows. Kiven de birches hamoza in the yeraise, likuve koma v'tzorich l'arza. That's how the tour paskins, and that's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Now, the lashon of the tool, kiven the birchas hamozin de reise, is very unclear. The Beis Yosef asks on the tool, take birchas hamozin is the reise, but the medubar over here is a different shaila. So shall he want maskir Bris v'teire, so mein Schmitzel Eitzel Har Sinai. Could be the Madbeyes Adarabonon, so the Askora Bris v'teire could be Adarabonon. But, so the Beis Yosef wants to say, in Be'emeson there are two Mahalchem in Rishonim. Other Rishonim seem to say that Bris v'teire is min ha-teire. You have to be maskia Bris v'teire min ha-teire. And this Be'etzem, L'chaire Eshites ha-teisvis, and Avchof Amit Beis, Taisis Avchof Amit Beis says the Shaila that the Gemara had if Noshim Amachuyev Bebirchas Amozain. So Taisis says, the time of Mishum Dachsiv al Brischa Shechosamta Bebsareinu, Val Tairoscha Shilimaditonu, Vinoshim Lesnai Loi Bebris Veloi Beteire. Vamrina Lekamon, Mishalayom Abris Veteir Bebirchas Amozain, Loyotzi Dei Chevosoi. So that's the Gemara Shaila. Since they can't say Bris V'Teir, it's only the Rabbonon. So Koponim, we see from Tosfos Klor, Bavchof Amid Beis, that the Din Haskore of Bris V'Teir is a Din Min HaTeir. That's the whole topic that Noshim should be Potter, because Noshim cannot say Bris V'Teir. So therefore they're Potter from Birchas Hamozim. So according to Tosfos, it is Zicher a Din D'Yeraisa. The Rashba says later over here in the Sugya, the Rashba says Klor, Bris V'Teire is only a Darabonon. Nachlas Ha'oretz, he says, is a Deraisa. That's what we had last week. Kol Shalei Oma Eretz Chem to Toi V'Chove V'Bichas Ha'oretz, Lo Yotzi Dei Chevose. This is a Deraisa. But Al Ha'oretz, but the Sibbe that we are Zeichet to Eretz Yisrael, which is Bris V'Teire, this is a Darabon. Al Kol Ponim, we have here a machloikis orishoinim, why we have to mention Bris V'Teire. According to Tosfos, we have to mention Bris V'Teire min ha-teire. According to the Rashba, we have to mention midarabonon. But al koponim, bein l'shitas ha-Tosfos, bein l'shitas ha-Rashba, la-locha we paskin, that lo yotza yedei chayvosai means that he wasn't yotze in gansen, and the halacha is chayza l'roish. He has to go back to the beginning of Birches HaMozoin if he did not say Bris V'Teire. That is the Taich Loyotza. And the Magen Avraham says chayza l'roish, which we'll see really, that's telling the Gemara we'll learn tomorrow, that chayza l'roish means you go back to the beginning of the first broche, even though Bris V'Teir is in the second broche. Now the Rosh says, and the Memtesamet Beis, that all Gimel broches, Chshivis Ka'achas, it's considered one big broche. So just like the Alochis in Shemoyne Esrei, that if one forgot Mashi V'Ruach, he goes back to the beginning of Shemoyne Esrei. He doesn't start from Gvureis, he goes back to the beginning because it's one big broche. So the Rosh says all three broches, a one big bracha, therefore, is chayza l'roish. The Sharetzin is mesupik, that what will be the din if he finished al ha'oretz v'al ha'mozei, and he did not start rachem, if he can say, al brischo shechosamto bivsareinu, v'al peiroscho shlimatonu, rachem no Hashem alakeinu Yisrael amecha. Because just like we paskin in Shemayne Esrei, Al Kapon of the Mechaba paskins like that, that by all the broches, which there's a din haskore, if one did not start the next broche, one could still chaparein the haskore. That means, tiknu gvuros kshomim betchiyas ha-meisim. Afal pikein, if a person will say, boruch ata Hashem mechaya ha-meisim, he can still say, mashi v'ruach ha-moyred ha-goshim, before he started the bracha of Atta Kodesh, even though there's a machlekes in this, the Mishnah Berurah, about Kaponim Machaba Paskins like this. So Memela by Bris V'Teire, the Mishnah Berurah is mitzadid, if he forgot to say, Al Brischa Shechosamto Bivsareinu, and he reminds himself right before Rachim, so it is still considered he's still in the bracha Shniyeh, so he can still chaparain to say, Al Brischa Shechosamta Bivsarein Aval Teroscha Shalimaton. The Bir Halacha brings down, what if he is Mesupik, if he said Bris V'Teire? So, Be'emes, this will be Tali in the Machloikis we mentioned a few minutes ago. That means even though Bris v'Teire is Ma'akev, but we mentioned as a Machloikis or Rishayim, if it is Achiev min HaTeire or it's Achiev min HaRabonon. Because the Muslim, he's not Yaitzi either min HaTeire or min HaRabonon. So if it's Achiev the Raisa, according to Shittas HaTeisvis, Tavchof on the base, so then Lachav is Mesupik, they have to bench over again. If it's only Achiev the Rabonon, according to the Rajbe, so it's a Sofik the Rabonon Lahokal. Nishmasodim says he's mechuyev to bench over again, and the Mishnah Berurah is metzadet that it's not so poshut if the bris v'teiras are the reis etc. Rabbonim. But then the Bir Aloche says the shaila is not a shchiach since we're mugul to bench keseder. So mestame if he's mesupik, mestame he said kesilche, he said kehergeiloi, so mestame he mentioned bris v'teira. Al koponim and bris v'teira we paskin. Bris v'teire and eretz chemda teiver chove bebirchas oretz. We paskin that these things, that these haskores are ma'akev b'diyevet. And if a person did not say it, he has to bench over again. The Morgan Avraham says by noida lecha, if a person will not mention any hayda, so also it is ma'akev b'diyevet, and he has to. And he has to bench over again. That's what the Magen Avraham paskens l'haloche. And the Mishnah Berurah Tainis from the Lashon Gemara, it would see there's, it would seem there's a shini between Neida Lecha and Bris V'Teire. Bris V'Teire, it says, Lo Yotza Yedei Chayvosai. Neida Lecha Chol Apoiches Me'echot Harei Zeh Megune. But from the shini Aloshin, it would seem that... That is a tremendous chilek in halacha if he's mechuyev to bench over again. Al kapon the Magen Avraham says he's mechuyev, and the halacha is mitzadet that he shouldn't be mechuyev because it's only a reza megune. Mesayelei l'Rabbi Loi. So this is a raya to Rabbi Loi. The Omar Rabbi Loi, Omar Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha Mishum Rabbeinu. Kol shaloi omar bris v'teire bebirchas ha'oretz u'malchus beis David beboine Yerushalayim lo yotze yedei chevosei. Now, I really don't understand what pshat in this Messiah is. Like we mentioned before, the Oruch says that Rab Abbe is Rav. Hach Tane hu Rav. Nikra b'shmoi Rab Abbe. So Rav was called Rav Abbe. So we heard Rav said that Kol she'ein ha'im ha'bris v'teire be'birches ha'oretz u'malchus beis David be'bein Yerushalayim lo yotzi dei chevosei. So that's what Rav said. That's a member of Rav. So Mesayilei l'Rabbi Loi. Domer Rabbi Loi m'Rav Yaakov baracha mishum Rabbeinu. L'chayres tam Rabbeinu is Rav. So we hear this before Daf Lamed Ches Amed Beis. So we had Oma Mishum Rabbeinu, there we had two Rabbeinus. One was Rav and one was Shmuel. But the Rishash and Asugyip also seems to assume that Rabbeinu is here Rav. So what's Messiah Lai Jesus? Abiloi said he heard from Rav. The Gemara said Rav said it. It's very unclear if this should be a Messiah Lai. Like it's only, did Rav say it? Rav said it. Abiloi said Rav said it. It's the Loshon Messiah Lai is very unclear. Al koponim, Messiah Lei l'Rabbi Loi. That means if this Rabbab is a different Tana, it's a Mamela. So Rabbi Loi said it b'shem Rav, and Rabbab said it, Rabbab is a different person. So we see Al koponim there's such a shita that it's Ma'akev. Messiah Lei Rabbi Loi, Dama Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha Mishum Rabbeinu, Kol Shaloi Omar Bris V'Teire Bebirches Ha'oretz, Umalchus beis David beboine Yerushalayim lo yotzi yedei chevosei. Pligi bo abiyosi bar dostoi verabono. A new shaila now. Chad omar hatoi vahameitiv tzricha malchus. One man the omar says that we have to mention malchus and birchas hatoi vahameitiv. Chad omar eina tzricha malchus. You don't have to mention malchus. Man the Omar tzricha malchus ksover darabono. He holds hatoiva meitiv is a darabono. Man the Omar ain't tzricha malchus ksover diereisa. Now let us see. Here we have a machlokes here Rashi and Tosfos. Man the Omar tzricha malchus Ksavar Darabon. That the whole Taiva Meitiv is a Brocha Darabon. Hilkach Lav Brocha Asmucha Lachavotohi. It is not a Brocha Asmucha Lachavotoh. She'eino mi Birchas Ha'oretz. Now it seems there's a Shaila if this is mi Birchas Ha'oretz. The Malay Royim asks, if it's a deraisa, it should be from Birchas, how does it come to Birchas Ha'oretz? It should come to, it should be samuch to Birchas Yerushalayim. Because Ha'oretz, Ha'toive, that's Yerushalayim, Ha'shanosan Loch, this goes on Ha'toive Ha'meitiv. If we hold that Ha'toive Ha'meitiv is a deraisa. So why did Rashi say that if it's a deraisa, it's a broche to, it's samuch to Birchas Ha'oretz. Why does it belong to, why is it, and if it's a deraisa, so why did they put in between the Binyan Yerushalayim? It's very interesting that Rashi said it's a chelik of Birchas Ha'oretz. It should be a chelik of Birchas Yerushalayim. That the Malay Rayim asks. Uman di Omar eina tzricha malchus. One, the man di Omar that says you do not need malchus. Kesavar di Yeraisi. Again, Rashi says, so then if it's a deraisa, it's a chelik of Birchas Ha'oretz. Kede Omar le'el asher nosan loch ze ha'toi v'hameitev. V'have lo broche asmucha l'chavoto. So it's a broche asmucha l'chavoto. So therefore, you do not need malchus. It's samuch to Birchas Ha'oretz. Umiyu, so now, so l'chayre, I'm musig of broche asmucha l'chavoto is as follows. So therefore it's chaysim beboruch and not peseach beboruch. That's all brachas hasmuches lachavoto. Rashi seemed to have a dik over here on the Gemara. The Gemara is only mefalpul. Is there malchus by birchas atayva meitiv? Is there not malchus by birchas atayva meitiv? That's the whole pilpul over here. But a broche, it seems the zicher is a broche. So therefore, so Rashi had a problem. Why is it that way? If it's a broche, asmucha lechavoto, so it shouldn't be peseach beboch, it should only be choysim beboch. So Rashi says, even though hatoiva hameitiv is a diereise, and it's smucha to birchas haoretz, umiyu peseach bo beboch. It starts off with a boch. Why? Lefi shepsichoso hi chsimoso. So Rashi says a very interesting concept in the Birchas Ha'toiva Ha'meitiv, that we start off with the chsime. There's no psiche, we start off with the chsime. Just like a boch asmucha lechavot, a noidelucha, boch at Hashem aloretz v'alamozin, that's the chsime. No, noidelucha is a psiche also. Birchas Ha'toiva Ha'meitiv, it doesn't start with a baruch because it's smucha lechavoto, but the baruch that it has, this is the baruch of the chsime, and we're starting off with the chsime. And every baruch of smucha lechavoto starts off with a chsime. So al koponim, before we go weiter in Rashi, so that means as follows: that birchas atayva hameitiv, if it is a deraisa, so the nusach abroch is baruch ato Hashem. Hatoiva Hameitiv, that's how you start going. You start off with Hatoiva Hameitiv, and you don't, the Elokeinu Melech Olam is not necessary. Elokeinu Melech Olam, Malchus, is only necessary if that's a psiche. This is the bracha of the chsime. So this is what Rashi says. Umiyu peiseach bo beboruch. It starts with a boruch. The fish epsichoso, it starts off. Ichsimoso, this is the chsime. Shekulo ay, all the time, by a brocha, we usually have a psiche in the nechseime. So Rashi says, when do you have a psiche in nechseime? When it speaks about two inyonim. But over here, shekulo hay do achasi, the ain bo hefsik, there's no hefsik, it's all one inyon. V'dayma le birches apeires vaha mitzvahs. So it's similar to birches apeires vaha mitzvahs. That there's no ariches, so the broche is enough. So this is the birchas achsime. This is how Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. Let us see Rabbi Kivegan Gilyan Ashas. ומיהו פייסח בו בברוך, לפי שפסיכוסו היחסימוסו. So it comes out according to Rashi, even if you hold that Birchas HaTeva Meitiv is a deraisa, it will zicher start off with a Baruch, a libidekul alme. Now if it's a derabonon, the Baruch is the psiche. If it's a deraisa, the Baruch is the chsima. But it zicher starts off with a Baruch. So Rabbi Kivege asks, Ayin la'el daf mem bova medalev, Teida, the Gemara wanted to bring a raya that toiva ha-meitiv lav de-raise. So the Gemara says, and daf menvav, the Gemara wants to prove that it's a drabonon. Why? Shrei peiseyach bo be-boruch. Because it starts off with a boruch. Vein choysen bo be-boruch. So the Gemara brought a raya that it's a de-raise because it starts with a boruch. So according to Rashi, a fellow with a deraisa, it also starts with a boruch. The criteria is the melech or not. That's the whole shaila. So the Gemara zikah chosam in a sefer. That's why the Kevegas kasha and Rashi from the Gemara daf membov. Now let us see Taisus. And Taisus taka does not learn like Rashi. Man de yoma eino tzricha malchus kesova deraisa. Hiksha Rashi, hoilvi de reise, amai peisachas beboruch. So Rashi says, if it's a de reise, why does it start off with a boruch? Hosmuchi. Some, as we mentioned, because that was the dik of Rashi, because the mother doesn't mention, Moses Malchus, the mother doesn't speak about, boruch. The tirits diktzori, so Rashi says that this is a short broche, bahavi haido baalme, kibilches peiris, kibilches mitzvahs. The Taimis, the Taisvah says, Igufikasha, Amayshinu oiso yoiso mishar brochis hasmuchis, shechoismois v'loi poischois, oilu deraisi, oilonu laharichbo v'lachtoim beboruch v'loi lishanu mishar, v'loi lishanu is mishar smuchis. So Taisvah says, San Rashi, if I can't, if it's a broche di yeraisa, Birchas Haoretz is a deraisa, Birchas Yerushalayim is a deraisa, Nateva Meitiv is a deraisa. So just, Higuvikashe, just like by all these broches, they made a psiche with a chsim of a baruch, so why didn't they do the same thing over here? Why did they pick out that the Birchas Hateva Meitiv only starts with a chsim? It's very modern. Yeshloime da Einochanami, so Taisvah says Einochanami. Ulaman the Islay Shudi Raisa Oya Khaisaim Baloi Paiseya. Bahainisa bitisefta behedya Abyesi Glili Hoya Marichbo. Abyesi Aglili held that a Toiva Maitiv is a de Raisa. Bahaisim and he only said Achsime. So Mistame, that what the Gemara mentions Malchus, because that's in Yesod the chilik between the bracha of Achsime and the bracha of a psiche. The brach of a psiche has malchus. The brach of a chsime does not have malchus. So memeil, that's what the Gemara said, less but malchus. In other words, there's only a chsime without a psiche. That's what the Gemara, but if it's a deraisa, it has the tzur of all brachas asmuchis, which have a psiche and a chsime. Umiyu Taisva says, anan kaimulon shehimi darabonon, ulekach tzriche malchus. Kedama later we'll have in the Gemara, Tzricha Shtei Malchiyos Bar Medido. That means that there's three times mentioned Malchiyos and Birchas HaToyva HaMeitiv, and the first time Malchiyos is mentioned is Melech HaOilam, that's the Psicha of the Brochim. Tanu Rabbonon, Mahu Choysim BeBinyan Yerushalayim. What is the Chsime of Binyan Yerushalayim, of Baina Yerushalayim? Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Moshiach Yisrael. He says, Moshiach Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Moshiach Yisrael ain binyan Yerushalayim loy. He can only say, Moshiach Yisrael. I said, the Gemara, now I'm going to learn that the bracha binyan Yerushalayim has to be chosen with Moshiach Yisrael. So the Gemara says, loy, Ela Ema af Moshiach Yisrael. He can also say Moshiach Yisrael. Now let us see Rashi over here. Boine Yerushalayim loy bitmiya im chosam boine Yerushalayim. The Gemara and the Havamina learned that this is the only chsime. Im chosam bayne Yerushalayim lav chasime, that isn't a chasime. Halayike bracha de Yerushalayim. So fakel, so why shouldn't binyan Yerushalayim be enough? Ela eima af Mashiach. Im bo lachtoim. If he was chosam Mashiach Yisrael, v'loi chosam bayne Yerushalayim, yotzo, he was yotze b'diyevet. Shetishuas Yisrael hi binyan Yerushalayim. So that means, that is the Yeshuas of Yisrael binyan Yerushalayim. See later in the Gemara, that the v'kni bayin Yerushalayim Hashem nitcha Yisrael yachaneis, that the nitcha Yisrael bin nichnas after binyan Yerushalayim, that'll bring the Yeshua. Al koponim, so what does the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answers that what Rabbi Yisr Beb Yudis said, Mashiach Yisrael, that means b'diyeved it will help. Because in Mashiach Yisrael, it is kolul binyan Yerushalayim. So we can understand before we learned that kol ha'omer, the person who is chosam Mashiach Yisrael b'bayne Yerushalayim, arei zebur. So that is no stira to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Fakat v'atzicha nara lachatchila dekechsime. Because the Mashiach Yisrael, as we mentioned before from Bavud Rama, means many Yeshuas. And therefore it is not a lachatchila dekechsime. One should specify, because we have to mention Binyan Yerushalayim. But b'diyeved, that's what Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda said over here. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda said, if he did not say Binyan Yerushalayim, and he said, Mashiach Yisrael, so b'di'eved, he'll be yaitze. Because that is also considered a chsime of binyan Yerushalayim. Rabbi Barav Hune ikla lebeireish geluse, posach bechode v'sayim betarti. Let us see Rashi. Posach bechode. כשהסחיל בברוכה, לא יאמר רחים השם על ישראל עמך ועל ירושלים עירך. He did not mention that רחמון is on כלל ישראל on ירושלים, אלא אחס מהם. He just mentioned one of the two. וכשחוסם, but later when he was חוסם, חוסם בשתיים, מוישיה ישראל ובוינה ירושלים. He says what... He was mechaser in the beginning, he made up at the end. Omar Rav Chizde, so Rav Chizde Retaina and Rabbi Barav Hune, Gvurte lemechtam betarti, Psaninian heistis to when the chsimis abroche, to include two in yonim, vohosanye Rebbe oimer ein chosmin bishtayim. Rebbe said that you're not chosmin bishtayim. That means a person should only, the chsimis abroche should only mention one thing. He should not mention two things. Zogt Rashi, ein chosmin b'shtayim, shedoyme lo'oise mitzvahs chavileis. It's like he's doing mitzvahs chavileis. He's doing a bunch of mitzvahs at a time. Ki eichi di omar ein oimer beis kedushais al kois echot. It seems that he wants to show that the whole thing is a masui, so he wants to get it over with. Well, there's another svore, she'e liboi poni le mitzvah achas v'lo yifne atzma himeno, a person can only concentrate on one mitzvah at a time. So the chsime also has the chsime on one inyan. So therefore, to make a double chsime, Mashiach Yisrael, the Nabayin Yerushalayim, Ein chosmin b'shtayim. Now the Gemara brings down the member of Rebbe. Gufe. Rebbe oimer ein chosmin b'shtayim. Rebbe says ein chosmin b'shtayim. Eis ve'leivi l'Rebbe al ha'oretz v'al ha'mozoin. We say al ha'oretz, so it's a shvach to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that he gave us Eretz Yisrael. V'al ha'mozoin. There's a shvach on mozoin. So the Gemara says, no, Eretz the Mafke Mozein. We thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam on Eretz Yisrael the Mafke Mozein. We mentioned at the beginning of Ketzad Mevorchem The Goyin says, Amoitzi lechem min ha'oretz. Ha'oretz is going on Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Hashem abim iskeinus teichel bo lechem leisech sakil bo. So the hashpo of lechem comes from Eretz Yisrael. Afilu et gru in chutz loretz, but the hashpo is from Eretz Yisrael. So memeila, that's the brocha al ha'oretz the mafke mozin. Eretz Yisrael is mafke mozin. Al ha'oretz v'al ha'peiros. So the Gemara says, Eretz the mafke peiros. Perhaps here the Gemara held the peiros. We're not saying peiros there. We're speaking about peiros chutzlos. But it seems by the Shiva Saminim, it's also similar. That fakert iker hashpo of the Shiva Saminim, that's miyuchas to Eretz Yisrael. Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. It's also chaisim betarti, Yisrael and Azmanim. So the Mor says, no. Yisrael de kachinu lizmanim. Takert, the Rabbi Nishlom is mekadish Yisrael, that is kedushas Yisrael, that klal Yisrael is mekadish lizmanim. To the kiddush achaydish, and the ibur shone is the kedushas Azmanim comes through kedushas Yisrael. So it's one inyan. Mekadish Yisrael, that Yisrael is able to be Mekadish the Zmanim. Mekadish Yisrael the Roshei Chodoshim is Yisrael the Kachinu the Roshei Chodoshim. Fine. So till now, we did not have a tzir of Chosim Betarte. In fact, the Gemara, but here's the problem. Mekadish HaShabos the Yisrael the Hazmanim. Here you can't say that Yisrael is Mekadish the Shabbos because Kedusha Shabbos is Kviya V'Kaimer. So here, l'chayre, we have achsime betarti. Mekadesh ha-shabbos, which is one, v'yisroel v'azmanim is two. V'af al pikein v'chaysim betarti. So the Gemara says, chutz mizu, this is different. O maishna, hocha chodihi, hosom tarti, kol chodo v'chodo ba'ape nafshe. We'll see Rashi in a minute. V'taim o'mayin chaysim b'shtayim, let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Mekadish HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Azmanim, v'hocha leka l'meimer Yisrael Mekadshi l'Shabbos uzmanim. Here you can't say that the Yisrael's Mekadish the Shabbos, the il uzmanim tluyim be'bezden l'kadish chadosh. The zmanim tak are dependent in bezden. Al pihariyeh. Avol Shabbos, Kedisha v'kaima. Kedisha Shabbos is Kodesh v'kaima, Yisheishis, Yimei Bereishis, has no Shaiches with Maisa Yisrael. Chutz mizu, u'maishna, here there's no kasha, maishna hoche chodahi. Ein kan elcha birch, elo birchas mekadish. Here we're going on the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Shemevorech la'kodesh bohu, Shemekadesh HaShabbos V'Azmanim. That means that the Shoyrish of Kedushas Shabbos and Kedushas Zmanim is through the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That means, afilu we say it's Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim, means that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam put into Klal Yisrael the Kedusha that they can be Mekadesh the Zmanim. So Al Koponim, the Shoyres HaKedusha of the Zmanim starts from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's Memela, so this is considered one Kedusha. Hoche Chodei. Shemevoich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shemekadosh HaShabbos V'Azmanim. Avol Moshiya Yisrael Uboine Yerushalayim. Tarti Milinino. These are two different inyonim. That's how Rashi learns Pshat in Chode. Chode is that it's all one. But we're speaking about the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Rebbeinu Shel Olam was Mekadesh, the Shabbos, and the Zmanim. There's other Pshatim and Rishayim before we see the Perish of the Bahag. The Talmid Rebbeinu Yoneh brings down a Pshat from the Ravid. Kedushas Yisroel Toli B'Kedushas Kedushas Shabbos. Ukdushas hazmanim toli bekdushas Yisrael, vekiven shetluyim zeh bozeh, kmoi kedusha achas daininin lo. And let's explain this a little. The Tashbatz brings down that the Raivit says as follows. The Pasuk says, Ach eshap soisai tishmeiru, ki oisi beini beinechem l'derisechem l'daski ani Hashem mekadishchem. So it seems, through Shmira Shabbos, one Klal Yisrael becomes niskadish. Ki ani Hashem l'daski ani Hashem mekadishchem. That's Ach eshap soisai tishmeiru. So Memela, so since Kedushas Yisrael we derive from Kedushas Shabbos, and the Kedushas Hazmanim we derive from Kedushas Yisrael, so since one is totally in the other, so this is all called one big Kedusha, which it's only as Pashta says this, that Kedushas Shabbos is Mekadosh Yisrael, and that's Mekadosh Hazmanim. So that's called one big Kedusha, that is not called Chosim Bitarti. There's another Mahalach that Rabbeinu Yoneh brings down, that since both Kedushas Achal Bizman Achas, that's also called one Kedusha. So these are three Mahalachim, how to learn Shab, why Mekadosh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim is not called Chosim Bitarti. Now, Ubahag Goras, but the Baal Halach is Goyles, had a different Girsa, Bag Goras Ochi. Chutz mizu, it is no kash. Umayshno, hani tarti kedushinino. These are two kedushas. Kedushas Shabbos and kedushas Moed is two kedushas. Umayd Rebbe, the chasmina bu b'shtayim. If they are two kedushas, so then you have to mention both kedushas. Aval nechome choda milsi. That's the problem. Since we're speaking about Nechama over here, that we learned Thursday, that Birchas Rachim is called Birchas HaNechama, so the Boine Yerushalayim and Mashiach Yisrael, this is all one thing. Avol Nechama Chode Milsi Ubechode Boi Lemichte. So it comes out that the Bahag made Mamisha Meiradike Mapech over here. The Bahag says that in Yisod one can be Chosim Bitarti. If it's two different in Yonim, it is Fakert, so speak about both of them. The problem is, the Taina of Chosim Bitarti is, if you're making from one thing two, then there's a Taina of Chosim Bitarti. That's how the Bahag learn Pshat. Ve'einai nirali, nimkein isle l'rebi, Chosim Bishtayim. So Rabbi holds in Yisod Chosmen B'shtayim. V'ho chi hain ha'tayim, v'ho b'ho talya, because in Yisod it's not shtayim. V'loi hoye loi lichlel v'loi marein Chosmen B'shtayim. So Rabbi should not have said such a loshen, for Kelted loshen is very misleading. V'loi marein, v'oid Rabbi ki omro lava necham omro, Rabbi that said this klal ein Chosmen B'shtayim, he said it afke on Boine Yerushalayim and Mashiach Yisrael. He said it Pachlal in Chosmen B'shtayim. And L'chair, I also don't understand, according to the Bahag, the Gemara says, my time, Gemara says, and the Gemara brought down the member from Rabbi, the time my in Chosmen B'shtayim vishin oisin mitzvahis chavilois chavilois. According to the Bahag, it's Fakert, you could, if they're two in Yonim, you could be masking both in Yonim. The whole time was over here, since this is one in you, you're making out of one two, so that falls into the category in Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilois Chavilois. A Kaponim, that's Rashi's Kashan on the Bahat. Yeah, Omar Rav Sheishes, Pesach berachem al amcha Yisrael. If he started berachem al amcha Yisrael, we just spoke about Klal Yisrael. Chosem b'mashiach Yisrael. Pesach berachem al Yerushalayim. We say both. Chosem b'boine Yerushalayim. Rav Nachman Omar afel pesach berachem al Yisrael. Chosem b'boine Yerushalayim. Mishum shenemar. Boine Yerushalayim Hashem Nitche Yisrael Yechaneis. Eimasai Boine Yerushalayim Hashem Bishman She Nitche Yisrael Yechaneis. So it seems, says this, that the Binyan Yerushalayim will bring about Yeshua's Yisrael. So Memel, even though he started Berachim al Yisrael, Again, Shuas Yisraeli Binyan Yerushalayim. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Posach Bal Amcha Yisrael, the Be'inon Chsime Me'ayim Psiche. So if he's part of Amcha Yisrael, he has to say, Mashiach Yisrael. Rav Nachman Omar, Boine Yerushalayim Shuas Yisraeli, Tachsiv Boine Yerushalayim Hashem, Ba'oz Nitcha Yisrael Yechanis. Then we'll be zeiche to the kindness of Nitcha Yisrael. Agav Urche, we see from the whole Gemara the nusach of the chsime of the bracha shlishis is boinei Yerushalayim. The Divrei Chamudis and Oisamach Zayin brings down kosav hamotchai besoif bracha shemaram hayoimer boinei Berachmov, Boine Berachmov Yerushalayim, that's what some of most of us say. Vahakolboi Vahishchayim, Kosvu She'eino Nuscha Medeyekes, Lefishaloi Tibone Yerushalayim Elo Bemishpot. Yerushalayim will not be built with Rachmim, Yerushalayim will be built with Mishpot. She'nemar Tzion Bemishpot Tipode. So Memele, because of Remozal, Shenoigim Kemaram, and he says, the minig is, we do say, Boinei Berachma. But upon him, there is a Shaila, if it's the Nusach of the Gemara only mentions Boinei Yerushalayim, the Gemara does not mention the Rachmim over here. Amalei Rab Zeire L'Rab Chizde. Amir Dikemaise. Rab Zeire went over to Rab Chizde and he says, Neisei Mar Venisne. Come and you should teach us something. Amalei, he says, how could I teach you? Birchas Mizoyne Loi Gemrine. I don't know Birchas Amozin. Utnuye Masnina, and I should be able to teach you. I feel it's a mention. Oh, Malay, my high, what, all of a sudden you don't know Birchas Hamozin? What happened over here? Oh, Malay, so he said, the ikli lebei reish geluse, I was by the reish geluse, ubrichi Birchas Mezoin, and they were mechabed me with Birchas Hamozin, and I benched, the zokvi rav sheishes likuei olai kechibye. Rav sheishes stretched out his neck like a schlang, and he gave me a look. Mamish, I felt like I would fall to the floor. Vamai, what did you do wrong? To loy omri, loy bris, v'loy teire, v'loy malchus. I didn't say bris, nish teire, nish malchus. So he says, so b'mele, he gave me such a look. Vamai loy, so agavuche, the Ritva brings a raya from this gemara. We mentioned before, if a person say bris v'teire, if you have to go back or not. So the Ritva brings a raya, he gave him a dirty look, but it doesn't say made him go back. So basically, that's the Ritva's raya from Rav Sheishes that you're not chayzer. I don't know what the other Rishayim did, but Al Kaponim, basically nicht. Al Kaponim, that's the Ritva's raya. V'om aloi bris, v'loi teire, v'loi malchus. So the Gemara asks, v'alai, v'amai loi amat, why taka didn't you say? So he says, ki d'rav chanan olom arav, v'om arav chanan olom arav, loi om abris v'teire malchus, yotzo, Yaitze. Bris, lefisha'ena binoshim. Taira malchus, uvisha'ena loy binoshim, voloy ba'avodim. So, memele, so the Rajba, I think, seems to say that Rav Chizde held like this, that l'chayre, they don't have this nusach. So therefore, you can't have two nischois. That's what the Rashi says, this whole thing is a darabon and bris v'teire. And memele, so Rav Chanan Olomar Rav held that there's not two nischois. There's one siddur, not the women have, there's a nusach noshim and a nusach anoshim. Bishloime by Shosani Kirtzoyne, memele, but by the Birchas Hamozin, the women will say one Birchas Hamozin, the men will say another one. So Bekitza, in order to avoid a pirud, so everyone says the same Birchas Hamozin, and you omit the women can't say it. So Mamela, no one says it. So Mamela, so he thought, for cat, that's very Yeshidik. לפי שאין אלוהי בנושים ולוהי בעבודת. So Mamela so he said Va'at Shavkis Kol Hani Tanoi Vameroi Va'ovdes Kerat. So he says there was a Merdika Tiny. You had a member of Rav Hanan Olamarat. He says, but we learned so many before that said that you have to say Bris V'Toyre Ostaka Tainanyu, Ostaka Navle, that you were Boicher Adas Yochid and you omitted Bris V'Toyre Malch. The Rishas asks Akash, it's very modern. The first man, the Yomah, we heard Rab Abbe, the Oruch says he's Rab. He said, Lo Yotzi Yedei Chayvosoi. The second man, the Gemara says, Messiah Leil Rabbi Loi, that Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Yaakov Achim, Mishum Rabbeinu Chay, which is also Rab, it's also Lo Yotzi Yedei Chayvosoi. And then here it seems that, Va'ovdus Kerab, L'chayre Rav is debatable. He wants to be geir, it's for this Kerav Chananel. Yeah, let us see Rashi. I don't think there's any Rashis over here. There's a very interesting Mogin Avrom. The Rama in Simen Kuf Pei Zayin says as follows. V'noshim lo yomru bris v'toyre. The law of Bnei Bris Ninu. That's what the Rama says. Chmein Fakel, that was Rav Chizdishtik Teire to make a common Nusach. Aber Poshit, that's the Pashtus Loshen HaGemore, that Noshim Anat Bebris V'Teire. So the Rama says Lahaloche that Noshim should admit Bris V'Shechos. Be'etzem eis this teire, he says in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Mem Vov we paskin that Noshim allowed to make birchas ha-teire. Nishum dechayoves lilmoid mitzvah shalahem. So they have a shaychus to teire. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, the Shulchan Aruch Rav has to say, whole orachaim they have to know, yiridei the first chaylik they have to know. Good, Chayish Mishpat Eben Ezra could be that the Rabbonu Shishas, but like this, I mean the Mechuyiv, all the Tog Peglich Shailas, the Mechuyiv to know, so Memele, they're also Mitzvah in Limud HaTorah. So why can't they say Torah? That's one Ha'orah. And another Ha'orah, he says, that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that Anochi is possible to be mal. Anochi cannot be a moil. And there's two reasons. One, why anochi is possible lo moil. One of the reasons is the Gemara brings a drosha, he moil, ye moil kol zocho. So the Gemara darshins, hamol ye moil. That's one drosha. There's another about us, brisi tishmer, a person who's mitzuve and bris, he's mitzuve, he's able to be mal. So there's two droshes. One is hamol yimol, and the other drosha is vatas brisi tishma, I think. That's the second drosha. So the Gemara says, my nafke mina these two droshes. If a isha could be a moil, if you learn atas brisi tishma, so the natan bris, the nat mitzuvim bris, so the male, they can be a moil. If you learn hamol yimol, so noshim aksheris lomol, mishum the cheman the mehili domi. So memele, so then a isha is kosher lomo. Tzipoyre techiach. Al koponim, so a isha is called keman de mehili domi. So memele zook the mogen avrom, so he says pshaten unsere noshim. Unsere noshim, they say al brischa shechosamta bivsareina bar teroscha shlimatono, because they also have a shaychus with mele, keman de mehili domi, and the mitzuvin limudat teire. So Memele, they also could say Bris V'Toyre. So the Mogen Avrom is a problem. So we have a problem of Rav Chisda over here. I mean, the whole Mekor of the Remor that women shouldn't say was our Gemara. The Taina Rav Chisda was, you should have said that. I mean, the women can't say, but the Anoshim HaMachuyiv to say. But Kapona Vaistais, the women can say. The Morgan Avram comes to tell us a woman can also say, Shishayach Bebris, Shishayach Beteire.
So the Magen Avraham got stuck with our Gemara. So why didn't Rav Chisda say, Abrischa shechasamta bevsareinu, v'alteroscha shalimatonu? Zut the Magen Avraham, amoyredike Magen Avraham. Zut the Magen Avraham is like this. He says, because when Azocha says, Abrischa shechasamta bevsareinu, he means not commande mehili domi. He means bris with the whole tzivuya bris. Alteroscha shalimatonu, he means the kolateirekula. When a woman says Abrischa shechasamta bevsareinu, she means commande mehili domi, and when she says al teiroscha, she means the Torah that she's mitzvah to learn. So Memeilus of the Magen Avraham says as follows: for a woman to say herself, she could say she says the same words and with the tenaren of shat Abrischa shechasamta bevsareinu commande mehili domi val teiroscha shlimaditonu ane rechaim in yeredei. That's what she says. But Rav Chisda was mighty the oilam. So if he be mighty, he's saying al brischa sein al brischa meint doch an andere bris, a hechere teire. So therefore, that's why he omitted it. At kan divrei Magen Avraham. I just wanted to bring a raya from this Magen Avraham to the chakire, what the taitch of Shemei Kohen is. If Shemei Kohen is emshat am yaitze with his amire, or Shemei Kohen is it's keilu I'm saying. So if you learn, I'm saying, so she's saying, Abrischa shechasamta bevsareinu. Through hearing, so when she says Abrischa, she can have whatever kabona she wants. She's saying it. So lechere then the Magen Avraham is there schwer to understand. If she could say Abrischa, so let Rav Chisda say Abrischa, and when she hears Abrischa, whatever she hears, she's thinking of by her bris, or her teire. So from the Magen Avraham, what Rabbi Sa'i is given that the taitz of Shemei HaKohene is, pshat is that she's yoitza with his amire. So the Al-Brischa has a different taitz, because he's the one that's saying Al-Brischa. So Memele, so therefore he couldn't, since there were women there also, so he didn't want, so therefore he omitted it completely. That was the time that you shouldn't have omitted it, because of this memra of Rav Chananel. Omar Rabbe Bar Bachona Omar Rabbi Yochanan Hatoiva Hameitev Tzricha Malchus. The broche of Hatoiva Hameitev Tzricha Malchus. Maika Bash Melom. So what is he telling us? Kol broche shein bo Malchus lo ishmo broche. So what are you telling me? That Abrocha needs Malchus. Vama Rabbi Yechanan Chodesimne. Rabbi Yechanan said that he wants this klal. That every Brocha needs Malchus. And to say he's coming to tell us that it's a Darabonon, and therefore it's not called Smuche, he should have said it's an under Loshen. He should have been more explicit. Even though before we heard such a Loshen of Tanoim, Tzricha Malchus, Ein Tzricha Malchus, and there it meant, was it a Daraisa, was it a Darabonon? But Rabbi Yechanan should have been more explicit. He should have said the Teiva Meitiv is a Rabbonon. So here the Gemara seemed to say that Rabbi Yechanan is telling us the Brocha needs Malchus. So the Gemara says, what is he telling us? Kol Brocha Shem Malchus Lo Yishma Brocha. He said, that's what he wants to tell us. Omer Rabbi Yechanan Chodazim, ne? Omer Rabbi Zeira Loimer Shetzricho Shtei Malchus. That in the Brocha of Teiva Meitiv we have to mention Malchus two times. Chodo Dido. Once we have to mention Malchus because of the broche, alakenu melech ha'olam, v'chada the boyne Yerushalayim. We didn't mention Malchus and boyne Yerushalayim. So memele, so therefore na toiva meite, we're going to stick in another Malchus, hakel avinu malkeinu, and this malkeinu is coming to be the Malchus for Baina Yerushalayim. So we're going to take care in Birchas HaTayv HaMeitiv Baina Yerushalayim. Like the Gemara, Ihochi, Niboi Tlas, if you're taking care of the Brochus which don't have Malchus, so you should need three Malchus. Chode Dido, one for HaTayv HaMeitiv, V'chode de Baina Yerushalayim, V'chode de Birchas HaOretz. Birchas HaOretz also doesn't have Malchus. Hello, why aren't you taking care from Birchas Oretz? Hello, Birchas Oretz, my time alloy. Mishum dahavala brochas mukhalachavuta. Because Birchas Oretz does not need Malchus, because it's somuch the Birchas Hazon. So we have the brocha of Hazon Well, there we have the Melech HaOlam HaVazon, so that takes care of the Malchus of Birchus HaOretz. So, Bein Yerushalayim Nami Leite Boi, Tavla Broch, Asmucha Lechavotah. So, Maman Hashem. So, why do you need an extra Malchus? So, the Gemara says, Hu Adin, Dafilo Bein Yerushalayim Nami Leite Boi. You're right. Theoretically, Bein Yerushalayim does not need Malchus, because it's a bochas mucha lechavota. Allah, I did the omar malchus beis David, but there's a pegiya over here in malchus shamayim. That means in this broche we speak about malchus beis David, and we don't mention, there's a lomdus why we don't mention malchus shamayim, because it's a broche mucha lechavota. Abalava irach are de loy omar malchus shamayim. So, Mamela, if we mentioned one Malchus, we should mention a second Malchus also. So where do we mention the second Malchus? So, we mention the second Malchus in Hatoiva HaMeitiv. So, if I'm not mistaken, the Talmid Rabbeinu Yoin explains, if you want to mention a second Malchus, why do you mention Hatoiva HaMeitiv? Mention it in Bein Yerushalayim. Lava Yerechara, so mention it. So, the Rabbeinu Yoin says, that, no, to mention it in Bein Yerushalayim, you can't mention it in Bein Yerushalayim, because then it would seem they're equal. That Malchus Shemayim and Malchus Beis David, the two Malchus, it's not, they're not equal. So you can't stick them together in the same broche. But, Malchus Shemayim, so therefore we stick Malchus Shemayim in Birchas HaTayva HaMeitiv. But we can't stick it into Bein Yerushalayim because then it would seem that Malchus Shemayim is equal to Malchus Beis David. With this lomdis, the Rama says lahaloche, he says mefir tzach nishta zoi ben svara haltas yogerech, that when you say yala v'yavoi, you should not say ki keil melech chanun v'rachamoto. Because yala v'yavoi is part of Birchus Bein Yerushalayim. You don't mention in Bein Yerushalayim Malchus Shamayim together with Malchus Beis David. So Memele, so therefore in this Yalav V'Yove you should skip over Melech. Azizuk Teremo. Yeah. Rav Papa Oma Hochi Koma. You're right. Tzriche Shtei Malchiyis Levad Levar Medido. You need a Malchus for Bein Yerushalayim and a Malchus for Birchus HaOretz. So you need altogether three Malchus. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Rav Nachman, Bein Yerushalayim, this we said already, Lava Yechal, Dolei Oma Malchus Shamayim, Bein Yerushalayim. You didn't say Malchus Shamayim, Bein Yerushalayim. Hilkech Mahadolo Ba'atoiva Meitev. Stay Malchiyos, you say two times Malchiyos. Kegoin Avinu Malkeinu. Adireinu Bereinu Geleinu Kedushenu Kedushak Evreinu Yisrael Hamelech HaToiv HaMeitiv Lakel. So the two Malchiyos we say Levar Medido Shepesach is Boruch Ato Hashem Alokeinu Melech HaOlam. So if I care the Melech is Alts the Boruch of HaToiv HaMeitiv. And then we mention two times Malchiyos, one for Bein Yerushalayim and one for Birchus HaOretz. Let us see Taisus. Loimer shetzricha beis malchiyis bar medido. Chode de boine Yerushalayim, de lav oirech, ve gam bo ein yecholim loimer malchus. So you can say, Taisus asks the Rabbeinu Yonis kasha, let us say malchus in boine Yerushalayim. So Taisus says you can't do that. The hasmuchehi. Since it's smucha lechavuta, it's like you have the malchus. Alkein oimra batoiva hametiv. Therefore you say it batoiva hametiv. You can't stick in malchus because in lomdus you have the malchus. If in lomdus you have the malchus, so you can't put in a malchus. But since the metzias, it's lava irachara, so that's what he said in batoiva hametiv. For hoyl v'omar bo malchus, the boine Yerushalayim, the lava irachara. Since you said Malchus of Bein Yerushalayim, the Lav Oirechare, Omanami, the Birchus HaOretz. So you also say Birchus HaOretz. In fact, Taisves, why should you say Birchus HaOretz? Afal pi shehi smucha lachavata. What's wrong with birchas haaretz? So Taisna says, hayol v'lay niskinu b'zeh achazeh, the Yeshua tikein birchas haaretz, u'moyshe tikein birchas hazon, mishem hochi nochat malchus, d'loy havi smuchas, u'miyu anan hayol v'niskinu ala seida, ein onu poischem beboch. What Taisvis is saying here is very difficult to understand. Pesach Advir brings down Bavodrom. Bavodrom says as follows. Bavodrom says, kshetiknu Moshe v'Yeshua, when Moshe was Mesakin Birchas Hazon, Yeshua was Mesakin Birchas Haoretz, and then David Nishloim Birchas Yerushalayim, Kol Echod v'Echod Brocha Achas B'Psichoso v'Chsime Tiknua. Each one was Mesakin their Brocha with a Psiche and a Chsime. ומפני שסידרו אויסם אחר כך, זו אחר זו, הבלי כברוכה הסמוכה לחבותו, וחיסרו מן השתיים האחרונס פסיכוסם, ולכן הוצרכו להשלימו. In the Pesach Advir, שתוס צוד אבודרום, to this thesis. Now, it would seem there were two takonis. When Yeshua was Mesakin Birchas Haoretz, it seems Birchas, he made a Psiche Nachsime. Yeshua did not make that Birchas Haoretz should be a Hemshech of Birchas Hazon. Birchas Haoretz, he was Mesakin Birchas Haoretz. Now Gavuch, if Ta'ilam will remember, we mentioned Thursday Amachloikis, the Magen Avraham, the Meirek Tzie, if Brochis Makve Zu Ezu, and the Merzi brings a raya from the Gemara before, that Fakev Brochis Azichan and Ma'akve Zu Ezu, because Moshe Tikin Birchas Hazon, and he was Mesakin Birchas Haoretz. We shlug, the Pesach Advir wants to shlug up with the Rashbe, that were the Brochis before, the Shaila was the Nusach. But from this Taisvis, it would seem like the Merzi. That's what the Pesach Advir says. Nishtel so this Avudrom also, it seems there were two takones. There was a takone that Yeshua was Mesakin Birchas Haoretz. And when Rabbi Yeshua, God, it's very modern, the Loshon of Taisus chaps on Yeshua before Moshe. But Al Koponim, it seems Yeshua was Mesakin Birchas Haoretz with a Psiche and a Chasime. And later, you have to know when the later occurred, later they were put together. I don't know exactly what happened Bizman Yeshua. What did Yeshua say? When Yeshua bed, she only said Birchas Haoretz. He did not say Birchas Hazon. I don't know klar how it was. But that Avodrom says klar that Yeshua made a brocha with a psiche nachsime. Later, when they were misadrit, I don't know who the misadrim were, but Al Kaponim, the misadrim, took off the psiche, because now it became, after the Siddur, Habrocha asmucha lechavota. So be'etzem, it is a brocha which originally had a psiche, originally had malchus, then it was taken off, so koponim, they put back the malchus in hatoiv v'hameit. That's why they took care of the malchus of these two brochas more than any other brocha asmucha lechavota. The yesh and noyegim loimel beboine Yerushalayim malchus. Now others are noyeg to say in the bracha boine Yerushalayim avinu malkeinu reinu. That's a yesh noyegim. In Tais this is very bekitza, but the Mordechai says it doesn't make sense. Why are you saying malkeinu in boine Yerushalayim? The malchus that was missing, we said in Atoiva Hametiv. So that's some Taisvis is not too sure. Taisvis just bring down the minig, but the Mordechai Tain is on this Yesh Noigim. It's not Oisgalten. Fakel, the whole Sugye Weiss the Chois that you are missing a malchus, And so therefore, he's not accomplishing anything by putting it into Bnei Yerushalayim. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Yosef Rav Zeira Achayri der Rav Gidl. Rav Zeira was sitting behind Rav Gidl. V'yosef Rav Gidl kamei der Rav Hune. V'yosef v'koma. To v'loi hisker, and it seems Rav Gidl was telling Rav Hune. To v'loi hisker shal Shabbos. Oimer, what happens if you forgot to say it, say? Oimer, Boruch Shanosin Shabbos is l'mnuchel ame Yisrael b'yavo. Va'oisel abris. Shabbos, they were mekabel b'more. So Shabbos was ba'aveh. The other mitzvahs, there was kofaleim har kegigis. There wasn't the aveh that there was by moro. So memele, so by Shabbos we say, ba'aveh lo isa lo bris, boruch mekadish ha-Shabbos. There is a machlokes, a rishonim, stoma we paskin, the Rashba says that the gemore zicher is... The Yezicha masker the shame of his Baruch Hashem. The Gemara was only Mekatza. The Ravid says that brochish, there are certain brochish ainim kavuis that they're without Hashem. In one, he gives a marshal Bichas Hazimun. Bichas Hazimun is without Hashem. It's also a broch, and not all broches need Hashem and Malchus. Look upon it, we pass like the Rashi. Omalei man omro. So Rav Gidl was telling this to Rav Hune. So Rav Hune asked him, "Who said this then?" Rav said this. Other Yosef v'koma. Tovalei hiskel shayyomtiv. What if he got to say Yalav Yovei? Oimer Boruch Shenos Yemen Tovim Lama Yisrael Lesimcha Lezikorein. Boruch Mekadish Yisrael Vazmanim. Omalei man omro. Rav. Had the Yosef come, Tov lo hiskel shel Rosh Chodesh, Oimer Boruch Shenosan Rosh Chodesh Lama Yisrael Zikor. Now, v'lo yadano, Rav Zeira was listening intently to the conversation the whole time, but seems he lost track over here. So Rav Zeira says he missed up on a few points. V'lo yadano I omar bo simcha I lo yomar bo simcha. He doesn't remember if in this nusach it's mentioned simcha. The Mefarshim explained because could be there's a din simcha by Rosh Chodesh also. It says b'yayim simchaschem v'yayim eyadechem v'rosh echadshechem. So it could be we're makish rosh echadoshim to mayadish, just like by mayadish is a din simcha. So here is also din simcha, maybe not. So below Yadan, Rav Zeira didn't know if the simcha was mentioned or not. Ichosem bo, iloi chosem bo. If this is his memory or this is Rab's memory. So these three ideas he wasn't able to figure out. Zogt Rashi. V'yosef Rav Gidl v'koma arto omre Rav Hunu Rav Gidl man omre v'lo yedana Rav Zeira koma lo. Lo yedana yoma Rav Gidl v'zikorin o l'simcha lo yoma l'simcha. V'yomre mishmei de Rav ilo yomro. Ichosim bo, vezachsim mekadish Yisrael barosh echadoshim, I loy chosim. Zog tais. Boruch shenosin shabosois limnucho. Vim toimar, so tais asks, why does this broche start with achsime? Why does this broche start with a psiche? It's a brochas mucho lochavoto. Vishloima, hoyo voloi niskin asham elu lo oimro leprokim. This is not the keseda de kenusach. It's not preferable at all to say this broche. It's preferable to say Ritzein Yalav Yovai. Sheshochach, it's Sevach Litzein. Ein Zekori Smucha. This is not called Smucha. Smucha is only if one bracha always comes after the second one. Betzorech Psiche Beboruch, period. Ubebroches Shal Yutches Broches. Now all of a sudden Teisvis is a problem again. What's with Shemayna Esrei? Kulam Smuchais Lebroches Kale, Chai, V'kayim. So the Marshal learned Pshat and Taisis. What does Taisis mean? Kale, Chai, V'kayim. Taisis means Melech, Kale, Chai, V'kayim. The Broch in Ezras, that right before Goal Yisrael. So the Malchus, Taisis wanted to know, where's the Malchus of Shemayna Esrei?
So Taisvis says that the Malchus of Shemayne Esrei is in Melech, Kel, Chai, Vekayim. So the Marsha asks two kashas. Mamonavshech, if it's called Samuch to the Birchas Krishme, so why does it need a psich in Ganzen? Like Atta Gibra starts without a psiche. So why does Shemayne Esrei start without a psiche? You're using the Malchus of Birchas Gol Yisrael, and it starts with a psiche. That's kasha number one. And kasha number two, the Masha asks, so that's good by Shachas, what's by Minche and Musaf? It's not Smucha Lechavata. So the Masha does not understand this shtickle in Taisus. Inami Taisus, as was Taisus mentioned before already, Alakei Avram Aino Malchus, Kedamrine Mishen Nivra Ha'ilam Ha'yadam Shekor Lakadish Borchu Odoin, Ad Shebo Avram Vakorei Odoin, Shenemar Hashem Alakim Matitalim. Vimhu Yontif, what if one forgot, he made a double header, he forgot Sai Yalaviyovin Sai Ritzei, Vimhu Borsh Nosn Shabbos Lamnuchai, Vimhu Yontif, Lama Yisrael Simcha, Vachenke Mikla Shabbos Vereshchedish.